Hello, friends. Welcome inside, at least for me, Ben Garrett, the Riverland Roofing Studios, New Albany branch, this little house up top. It's Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. We're thankful to Shed Hunger of Modern Women of America, who can help you plan for life using a variety of tools, including life insurance, annuities, mutual funds, and variable annuities. Call him today, 662-442-4723, for more information. He's Zach Berry, at Zach_Berry on Twitter. I'm at Spirit Ben on Twitter. That QR code above Zach's head is for the Ole Miss Spirit. OMSpirit.com and Food of On 3. Sign up today. Scan that code. Sign up today. Half off an annual subscription for new subscribers to the Ole Miss Spirit, because while Ole Miss sports might be out of season now, the Ole Miss Spirit is always in season. A lot of recruiting popping off. That's why we're having two recruiting shows this week, because right when Zach and I wrap up on Tuesday, a lot of the stuff we were talking about, David Gabriel George, Mitchell Turner, some baseball portal stuff starts popping off. Hey, what's going on, Zach? How are you?
Hello, Ben. Lovely to be here. Yeah, it was spoke a lot of things into existence, and then we had a lot of positive developments in terms of Ole Miss, getting some positive feedback. So, yeah, we got a lot to talk about, and one final official visit weekend before the dead period. So, big stuff.
Big stuff. Let's start here with five-star running back David Gabriel George, who's canceled his official visit to Georgia that was scheduled for this weekend. According to reporting from On Three Rivals, Gabriel George is who took previous official visits to Ohio State, Tennessee, and Ole Miss is down to those three schools. You said on Tuesday you felt as if, or at least a source that you've spoken with, said that Ohio State and Ole Miss seem to have separated here. What do you make of the development of canceling the Georgia visit, and where does Ole Miss really rank?
I was pretty shocked that it took this long for him to cancel it, if I'm being honest. I kind of thought that he would go just because that's just the kind of kid that he is. But I think also probably had a conversation with Kirby Smart and the staff and was like, hey, I don't want to be disingenuous and show up and do all the photo shoot stuff if I'm not really in it, you know? So, David Gabriel George is going to be going head to head with Kamon Spell all year for the top spot in the running back rankings. A lot of people joke and say that they're 1A, 1B. Both are really, really good. George already has that commit from Spell, who's from Pennsylvania, five-star running back. And I thought it was going to be tough. If anybody could do it, it'd be Kirby in Georgia. But I did not think that Georgia was going to be able to get two five-star running backs in the same class. I never really expected him to go. I always thought it was kind of curious. It was last, and I guess maybe that was easier to cancel, or maybe it was just a coincidence. But, your second question, I still think Ole Miss is absolutely in it. I mean, at this point, I think Ohio State's the favorite, and then Tennessee and Ole Miss are fighting for the second spot. I think Ole Miss has moved up a hair above Tennessee. I did see some Tennessee people on Twitter that were bashing the campus at Ole Miss.
What?
I don't know. These people must have just got the internet, because Ole Miss is routinely up there for most beautiful campus awards pretty much every year. Anyway,
to criticize Ole Miss about the campus.
Yeah, I mean, you could have given me 100 guesses. I wouldn't guess that. I know there was a lot made about the quote that David gave. A lot of people took it as, you know, a thanks but no thanks. That's just David, man. I joked with somebody yesterday. The first time I ever talked with him in person, I got more words out of him in Creole and in French than I did English. Like, amazing. He's just incredibly soft-spoken. And I don't know if that quote was directly from him or a family member that was being interviewed about the trip. I'm still waiting to hear back from his family. I'm probably going to try to call again today just to touch base and see if I can get a little bit more information on kind of what all went into the visit and what he thought. But Yeah, you can't play that game. I think you can run yourself into some issues there in recruiting where you're trying to, you know, dissect a quote or break down. You know, a lot of people make a do the thing where it's like, well, I know they went on the official visit. They did the photo shoot. Well, where are the pictures? You know, that kind of thing. So, look, we were all teenagers at one point. You've got a lot going on in your life as a teenager, and I wasn't a five-star running back that was being recruited by everybody. So I can only imagine what all David's got going on. So to put a bow on that, Ben, I still think Ole Miss made a major move. I just don't know if it's going to be enough to overtake Ohio State. It's just we're going to have to wait and see. I'm very interested to see how long this drags out. You know, if he's going to, I had somebody tell me that he could commit, you know, next week, or, you know, he could never pick up the phone again and wait till signing day. So who knows? Ben sniping himself on mute again. You're doing the Nick Carr.
I do it every time. Every time I try to do right and I mute myself. Well, it comes to this. If it's not David Gabriel George, Ty Martin's committed to LSU. Who is it? Do they pivot hard to Ty Keyes? I mean, where do you think they go? I mean, because here's the thing that needs to be understood. Running back for Ole Miss is not a major need in the high school class because of what they did in the portal. I'm not making excuses for it. Like, they want David Gabriel George, and if they don't get him, they went all in on him, they miss him. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard. It's going to be hard to overcome Ohio State, but, like, they want this dude. They're going all out for him. You know, Ty Keyes was supposed to come on a visit a couple of weeks ago and didn't because they're all in this place. There's a reason why, too. They want to show that, like, he's their dude. He's the one they want. It still might not be enough, right? But at least now you're getting some validation as far as Ole Miss being a serious contender here. The question is can anybody, Ole Miss, Tennessee, not Georgia, can any of those teams overtake Ohio State? And you're going to have to pay a pretty penny. I mean, you're talking about 3 years, $10 million at least. And I don't think Ole Miss has any problem doing that. Especially with Kiwan Lacy entering his last year. So those are some of the considerations there. But it was interesting that David Gabriel George, some news came down about him specifically right as we're getting done with the podcast and touching on a lot of what we talked about, how Ole Miss is a serious contender. Georgia being canceled is a big deal. But still, we don't want to oversell that because Ohio State, as we've said repeatedly for a long time, is going to be hard to beat in the recruitment of David Gabriel George. Still, they could absolutely do it, especially if they continue to make some moves, as it seems like they did this weekend. Now, another development that we learned came from Chad Simmons.
Hey, real quick, Ben. I thought you were going to pull it up, but somebody's asking for the quote, and I guess I really buried the lead there. I didn't actually give the quote that David gave, but this is coming from our very own Hayes Fawcett. David said, quote, "It was really nice spending time with Coach Wilson and my old teammate Shakai. We played together at Baylor, so that was really great spending time with him and being around him while he showed me the campus." The kid is very, he doesn't talk a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if I call him shy, but he just, you know, soft spoken. I think it's going to take a lot to get a pretty convoluted quote out of him. You can't read into that stuff, man. That's a dangerous game.
Fair enough, because I was going to say, if you wanted to be blown away with, like, real DGG momentum after his visit and through that interview, that's not what he was giving you. But that's not something that he's just not like that. He's not a talkative guy. Maybe it's because he's media trained. I don't know. A lot of these kids already got an agent.
Here's another interesting thing. I just said don't play the game, but let's play the game. Apparently, the number zero is a big thing to him. Mm. If you're looking at the photo shoots, he has number zero on in an Ole Miss jersey. He has number zero on with Tennessee. He has number one with Ohio State. Is Ohio State not going to let him wear zero?
Ooh. Since we're playing that game.
Breaking news, Ohio State now third in the DGG race because of a jersey number. Now, I had heard that Tennessee did like a, you know, they had Alvin Kamara there. You know, there's a lot of rumors about Adidas. And then there was, like, you know, he was promised the jersey zero. Now, I'm being silly, but, you know.
Oh, this will give him zero. No problem.
Yeah. They gave Michael Trigg zero. They're going to give DGG zero.
Now this year, Jonte Cook's wearing zero, and it looks clean. I think he's going to lead Ole Miss in receptions. I do. Yeah. He had a really good spring, but this is his final year for that. So what an interesting recruitment is shaping up to be for DGG. Will Ole Miss pull it off? I've had my doubts. I've had my skepticism. A hard pivot to Ty Keyes wouldn't make sense. I agree with Fred G. Rubs in the chat. It's going to be really hard to flip him because Miami was always there. And so you assume if you don't get DGG, you're going to get Ty Keyes. That's not necessarily the case, even though he's an in-state kid. But if the money is the major factor here. So if money, Ole Miss offers him what he wants or maybe offers the DGG, but I don't think you offer that kind of deal to anybody but DGG. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. We got some more questions in the chat at John Ricks. We're not talking about baseball yet, but we'll talk about it for this question. Where is Braden Randall likely to go? I don't know. Wherever someone can offer him an opportunity to start at shortstop.
Yeah, that's what he wanted to do. We mentioned it on the board yesterday. You can read that at ohmspirit.com. Ben mentioned it at the top. If you're a new member, you sign up today, you get 50% off and a full year's access to The Athletic. I think he wants to play shortstop. And I think it's pretty cut and dry. That's why he left. Owen Pano is the shortstop for Ole Miss next year, barring something crazy happening. And Dom Decker is expected to return if he's not taken high in the draft. I think I don't think he'll be taken high enough to leave. So you got your middle infield right there. So it is what it is. I don't think there's any hard feelings. I don't think Braden Randall has any ill will towards Dom or Pano. The clock's ticking for him. He wants to go play, and he wants to play shortstop, and he wants to continue his career as a baseball player. So he's going to go try to find somewhere where he can play shortstop. I think that's it.
Yep, that's it. And I know there was some frustration on his part this year because of a lack of playing time and this stuff and that kind of stuff. You wish the best for him. He was hot in the postseason, still 700 OPS, and he wants to be a primary shortstop. So best of luck to him. It's not going to be here. Another question from the chat was from DFrey141. Will Ole Miss Spirit ever be discounted for the year sub? It is right now with that QR code on your screen. If you scan it, you get half off an annual full year sub. Just by scanning the QR code as a new member. So we'd love to have you at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and affiliate of On3. Our thanks to Riverland Roofing, to B&A Bank, Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, Shed Hunger of Modern Woodman, Game Day Haircuts, College Corner, Built Different Fitness. I could go on and on. C Spire, who's been so great to us for all of your modern technology needs, I guess you could say. Make your life faster, smarter, and easier with C Spire. Advanced technology solutions for homes and businesses. More at cspire.com. C Spire's customer inspired. But not only was there an update on a player we talked about from Tuesday right after the show ended, DGG, but another one as well, Chad Simmons, who you and I think the absolute world of, one of the very best there's ever been at national recruiting coverage, follows up and posts on the Ole Miss Spirit. That's why you need to sign up today as a new member, because you can try us out and get this before anyone else. And also, we flesh it out even more. But we're going to mention the news. Ole Miss has made a move for Mitchell Turner. A commitment? We'll see. But there has been a move, a push made from Ole Miss, something you talked about, and now Chad is following up with on the Ole Miss Spirit message board. Where do things – just let's make it real simple. As of June 18th, 2026 – where do things stand with Mitchell Turner and Ole Miss?
I think Ole Miss is right there with Alabama. I'd say probably 1A, 1B. Alabama really surged early in the year and then in the spring. And Ole Miss made a move for him, I think. He was in town for his official visit. Ben Jarvis Shoemaker was with him hanging out. He got to spend a lot of time with William Eccles and Cam Franklin. Jam Brown, so the local pull to stay in state, and then being around guys who chose to stay in state and are now, you know, household names, I think is a big thing. The big thing for Ole Miss is, you know, can you get it across the finish line now? I did mention that he's a bit of a tweener with the size, but I think that Ole Miss is comfortable. Even though he's 6'2", 6'3", I mean, he's not super tall for an interior guy. I don't know. I'm not going to begin to speculate on where Ole Miss likes him. But if you're curious about, you know, whether he's an inside or outside guy, that's irrelevant. I've been told that, like, he's a take no matter what. And that also, you know, is same goes with like Antoine Jackson. Like, this isn't one or the other for Ole Miss. Like, Ole Miss would take both. I don't think Ole Miss gets both, but just in case you were wondering, like, well, if, you know, is it going to be one or the other? There, you know, Ole Miss is seemingly going against Alabama for both, but I think Ole Miss is in a much better spot than they were in March.
It's real now.
Yeah, for sure. And I think the Mississippi flavor on the staff helps a lot too. You've got a lot of guys that are from Mississippi, you know, Dante Moncrief, Kelvin Bolden, Terrence Metcalf, Brian Brown, Marcus Woodson, Michael Spurlock's not, he played at Ole Miss, but a lot of guys that either played at Ole Miss or are from Mississippi. I think that helps a tremendous amount. And it also doesn't hurt that Randall Joyner's one of the best recruiters in the country, regardless of position. But yeah, he's definitely one of the biggest and best recruiters at the position in the country. So, you know, proof of concept is there with some of the recent draft picks. And I think that Ole Miss is made a big step for Mitchell Turner. We'll see. I don't know if he has a decision date in mind. I think last I heard he was wanting to have it done before senior season starts. So a couple more months if it's going to be that, but we'll see.
We'll see. Mitchell Turner, in terms of player comps, I like this one from Ace of Spades. Benito, speaking of Benito Jones, was 6'2", 300 plus. Mitchell Turner, 6'1 and a half, 285. He's already bigger than that, but that is his listed height and weight on Rivals on Three. I could see him on the interior. What do you think about ceiling floor just based off of Ole Miss players, Ole Miss comps? Give me your ceiling floor for Mitchell Turner in terms of what he could be based specifically solely on Ole Miss comps.
I mean, like a Jesse Mitchell, like a Emmanuel Stevens.
Ooh. It's money. That's exactly what I was looking for. Emmanuel Stevens is an elite pool. Elite. Yeah.
Guy that was forgotten on the 08 defense, but was really, really good. And then Jesse Mitchell is just kind of one of those dudes that
love Jesse Mitchell, man.
Just like a guy that, it's cliche, but nose for the ball, like was always around the football, made plays. Somebody in the chat talking about Benito Jones. Mitchell's not as thick as Benito, but yeah, similar like height comp there. But yeah, I mean, the thing with him is his numbers in high school are pretty outrageous. He's got some like 99 overall type stats. He destroyed high school football in Mississippi. So I think for him, it's going to be a matter of maintaining the quickness, you know, get in that strength and conditioning program wherever you go and try to maintain, you know, that first step that makes you special. Don't get a little too thick. Cause that can,
what's his best tool in his toolbox? Is it rushing the passer? I mean, what is it, disruption? I mean, cause that will determine a lot if he's an interior or outside guy.
Yeah. I mean, I do think for him, I think he'll stick on the inside just because I think like almost like an Isaac Gross type guy that's just got really quick first step and can get through. I think that's kind of the big thing for him. Movement skills are pretty special for a guy that's 285, 290. I think he can be a disruptive guy despite the height. I think he's strong enough to be able to get after guys. I think the loose coordination is something that I've heard like Charles Power say when I've talked to him about interior guys and being like, it's one thing to be really strong and to have a couple moves in the toolkit, but like, can you redirect? Can you get lateral? Like, it's one thing, you know, get through if the ball carrier is right there, you make the tackle. But if the ball carrier bounces it or the quarterback starts to scramble, can you redirect and get lateral to make the play? I think Mitchell Turner can do that.
All right, so Ole Miss player comp, ceiling, floor. Your ceiling is Emmanuel Stevens. Right? My ceiling would be Robert Kyndici and the floor Woodrow Hamilton.
Okay. I like the Woodrow Hamilton. Another forgotten interior guy that made a lot of plays for Ole Miss.
I'm saying. Like, yeah, Robert Kyndici makes sense because he got moved. Like, he was an edge when he started, but he got moved to the interior, got too big. I think, you know, Mitchell's similar in body build to that. I mean, but Rob was an absolute monster of a human being. I don't think Mitchell's got the height, but that makes some sense. But the floor, Woodrow Hamilton, who went on to play in the league with the New England Patriots. Heck yeah. If he's playing on the interior, floor Woodrow, ceiling. All right, so the only – we like the floor of Woodrow Hamilton. Give me a ceiling. Is it Emmanuel Stevens for you? I like that one. I like that deep pool.
I mean
– Ace of Spades love the Isaac Gross pool. The thing is Mitchell Turner already has about 30 pounds on Isaac Gross.
Yeah, he was pretty
– Yeah, he was light.
People forget, like, he was not very – I think he was – I think as a senior, he probably played around, like, 250.
Yeah, 100%.
He wasn't very big. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you could probably say that the ceiling could be Jesse Mitchell.
Jesse Mitchell's awesome.
Because Jesse Mitchell was, I mean, he was a captain and was a phenomenal player. He was a multi-year productive guy. Yeah, some like deeper, like throwback Ole Miss names. Jesse Mitchell was also like super small coming out of high school too. Like I think he played at Moss Point around like 240. So yeah, he wasn't a huge guy either, but just again, like just made plays. Like he was all over the place no matter what.
I look at this pool when Rebel Vision was a thing. Let's watch a little. There he is. Bowl game memories with Ole Miss Rebels. And who is it? It's Jesse Mitchell. Maybe we'll get some Jesse Mitchell highlights with this. Jesse Mitchell, we're calling him the player comp. Yeah. The ceiling comp and the floor comp would be Woodrow Hamilton. Okay. I dig it. Jesse Hamilton. There's your pool. Some other questions from the chat.
I mean,
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, like, he was redshirted, and then by the time he was a senior in 03 on that 10-win team, he was – first team all SEC and AP all SEC first teamer. So I think that you'd love to have on the interior. I mean, it can be an advantage to not be super long because you got leverage. I mean, you know, the old adage of low man wins. And if you can get a good push, you know, you're going to be able to get under people's pads and make a difference. So, somebody else mentioned like DJ Jones as well. Scuba legend, DJ Jones.
I love DJ Jones, man. He's still in the league, dude. He's still playing, I think. From at John Carter 5535 in the chat, Chad posted, speaking of Chad Simmons at Rivals on 3, that Ole Miss was in hot pursuit of Antonio Berry, but he was taking an official visit to Bama this weekend. Is he going? I thought he canceled that visit, Zach.
We talked about this on the show on Tuesday. It was kind of up in the air. A lot of the Alabama folks, Alabama folks on the beat, I should say, in the industry, weren't sure either. And I still saw some people this week saying, you know, hey, we're just going to wait and see if he shows up Friday. And then he kind of broke the silence on Twitter and replied to somebody and said that he had never canceled it. So, I guess we're looking at Alabama coming back around and turning up the heat to see if they can run down Ole Miss here. I think Ole Miss has got a big enough lead to where it won't matter, but you never know. He's going to take one final visit. You know, there's a lot of guys that Ole Miss is after that. Ole Miss is kind of in that same boat. We'll probably get to Tay Walden Jr. here in a second, but he's got his last official to Oregon coming up. But as far as I know, he is still expected to be there.
I think Ole Miss is the prohibitive favorite to ultimately land Antonio Berry as of June 18th, 2026.
Yeah. I think Ole Miss ends up with both him and Caden Moss.
I do too. What hat are we rocking today? Zach Berry from at Matty P24777.
Oh, this is Ugly Mugs. It's a coffee shop here in East Nashville. Just supporting local businesses.
We got to start like auctioning off a hat. Yeah, like a Zach
damn,
hat.
Damn good coffee and a really good food menu. The turkey pesto is really good. I'm pretty particular about my BLTs. They make a good BLT and they got a really solid breakfast burrito too. But
yeah. I just love the idea that if Zach goes anywhere in his life, if it's a restaurant, if it's a, you know, a nice little hangout, if they have a hat for sale, he's just like, yeah, I'll take that one. I'll take that one.
Yeah, like that. That's usually how it goes.
Yep. At Stacy Reed 1223, Ben, since you're an online celebrity, not even close, could you get Danhausen to curse LSU? Man, maybe like when he was in AEW, but now that he's like tied to the Knicks and he's proposed them signing him, he's a WWE talent as Danhausen. He's hilarious because wrestling is pretty depressing these days. Danhausen understands the spirit of the thing, and it's stupid fun. And now that he's associated with the Knicks, and my Knicks, look at that ring's been up there for a long time, that mock ring from the 70s, and now I'm watching the the parade in New York City for winning the NBA Finals Championship, world champion New York Knicks, the eighth different champion in eight straight years in the NBA. I know we don't have a huge NBA audience or anything, but and I'm not a huge NBA guy either, but when the Knicks win, man, it's just different. You're saying it's just different. It's the Knicks. So Danhausen uncursing the Knicks and then not losing a game, but like one more game the rest of the way. I don't know if I'll be able to pull that one off. But if we could get Danhausen on here, if you'd asked me in 2016 who I want Danhausen to curse, it would have been Mississippi State. Ben, in 2026, who do you want Danhausen to curse? And apparently his like cameos filled up with like just normal people like us asking him to curse their like the teams that they hate. I think the obvious answer is LSU.
I was gonna say, I think
that Stacey on it, you know,
LSU already has someone there that's going to curse them at some point. Self-inflicted. I mean, a seppuku is coming at some point. It's bound to happen.
What is a seppuku? What is that?
You don't know what seppuku is?
I know what Sudoku is. What is seppuku?
Just Google it.
Okay. Is it? Okay. Later. All right. So we can't do it live.
It's not inappropriate. I mean, it's just.
Oh, darn. Don't ever go Google search two girls, one cup, ever. You know what I mean? That was the thing you would prank your friends with in college. You know what I mean? It also like wrecked the mental health of a lot of like our entire generation of kids, Zach. You know, praise God that like our kids. Oh man, we were just screwed up from the get-go. I was just making sure if I go search this, it ain't gonna be like that. You know what I mean? It ain't gonna be like that for me, is it? Right?
No. It's not.
Because I'm still good. I'm still scarred. I'm still scarred for life. All right.
No, okay. It's not that.
Okay. All right. Fine. A couple more from the chat from the Jeep Adventure. Are either y'all planning to go to Pascagoula for the Rebel Road Trip event on July 16th? I plan to go to the Rebel Road Trip stop in Memphis because it's much closer than Pascagoula, but it'd be fun. Let us know how it goes. You could be our live reporter on the scene at the Jeep Adventure, right? We'll get at the Jeep Adventure live from Pascagoula. If you're going to be there, my friend, we will put you on the air. Say less. We'll let maybe Pete will do the interview with you. That'd be great. Have y'all heard anything on Cam Beavers? He's kind of like the forgotten member of the 2024 defensive line class. This is from at John Ricks 4 in the chat. Cam's a rotational piece. Actually came on pretty strong at the end of last year. Reminds me a lot of Jam Brown. And that is, if that ends up being his career, that is a darn good career. Would it be not quite what they expected from him? Yes, but he's starting to show real positive signs and he loves it here. He's been such a great ambassador and great teammate, and he's starting to really show up. What about you? Have you heard anything from about Cam Beavers as I drop my phone?
No, but I would say if you're still in Randall Joyner's room, that says something. So he's still there. He's just a rotational guy. I mean, he's guys ahead of him that are just better right now. But no, he's still there. He's fine.
At Dakota King 2457 offers up Sam Williams as a ceiling Ole Miss player comp for Mitchell Turner. The thing is, we both think he's going to be an interior player. And Sam was a go-get-the-quarterback. I mean, he was a true edge, man. That EMCC team with DJ Pettaway, Jaron Reed, DJ Jones, and Jimmy Gibson was the best defense I ever witnessed at Ace of Spades. That was a really, really good one. Speaking of Sudoku, where is Sudu? Sudu will be back very soon. He's just been very.
Is he at the World Cup right now?
Well, he just got done doing an interview for Mudcat Media with DJ Shockley. He is good. He's actually shocked when I said, hey, you know, people have been asking about you in the pod. He's like, really? I went, yes, people miss you. I miss you. He's like, oh, I promise I'll be back. He's just, his hands are in a bunch of different stuff, man. He's
DJ Shockley's
business.
DJ Shockley's a big fan of Trinidad.
Yes, he is. Yes,
he's really good on TV.
You know, DJ Shockley was unstoppable. What year was it when he played college football with him? Like, dude, when he was at Georgia? Probably like 11, 10. I don't remember. But, dude, DJ Shockley's Georgia, as far as a video game quarterback, not that far off from Pat White, is all I'm saying.
Also, one of those dudes that just, like, wore the uniform well. Like, he looked like a quarterback. Like, had the right face mask, had the right amount of armbands. Like, the shoulder pads looked good on him. Like, just looked like a good quarterback.
See, some my guy Sawyer Wheatley saying he all missed.
It don't look right, but he was.
He pulled it off. Sawyer Wheatley, 1983, my guy from New Albany. We all miss him, speaking to Sudu. Yeah, Sudu is now going to feel the love, and I'll get him back on first of next week. He's just been going crazy, working with some different stuff and whatever. But, you know, we love him, and he's always going to be a part of this, and he'll be back pretty soon. Last one from the chat before we move on to some other things, baseball and basketball, specifically at Ace of Spades. Random. Any word on Jace Matthews? Will he be ready for fall camp? No, he will not. Whatever you get, if anything, from Jace Matthews this year as a true freshman, consider it a bonus. That was a bad leg injury. This is a redshirt year. Get healthy and get back to being the player you were pre-injury. I don't think he'll be ready for fall camp. I don't think you'll see him at all this year. And I hope to be completely wrong, but there's no expectation for him as a true freshman. They want him to get healthy. That is his goal.
Yeah, there's no need for him to.
I dropped my phone again. Can't stop. At all 2004. Yeah, like Zach was saying, there's really no need to rush him either. Like, there's no reason to do that. Like, that's why you went so hard in the portal. Does DGG have a commitment date?
I don't think he has like a specific one. I think he would prefer to have it done before Baylor plays Brentwood Academy week one.
For some reason, I had it like the end of July in my brain, like July 27th or something. That could be completely wrong, but I'd heard end of July, so that's kind of what we're looking for. What about the latest move from Dabo? He's just saying the same things, and if anything, he's backtracking a little bit now, if anything.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble.
Holding
the gas can in the matches.
Google AI says July 22nd.
Oh, I was close. I had 27th in the brain. 22nd. All right. At Jeff Sessions, are we going Ole Miss being the we? Are we going to land Alvin Mosley?
Yes.
There you go.
Might Straight be like the worst point. Kept secret.
We'll talk more about Ole Miss recruiting, specifically the baseball portal. Commitments have been popping off, as well as some basketball. I'm going to basketball practice at 2. Just going to hang out, see what the team looks like. Whatever y'all want to hear from basketball, let me know. Going to talk about some of that stuff too, because they're after 2 NBA international or former NBA draft pick international players to help fill out the roster. But will that be complicated by a recent ruling that just was handed down? First, let's hear from a couple of our sponsors. This is Talk of Champions. Champions.
Homes and businesses from the whims of nature. You need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Hey, Rebels, your truck is here. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford presents the all-new Ram Rebel. It's Ram, the Rebel way. Send an unmistakable signal. Rebel, 24/7. Ram Rebel, from your friend in the car business. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford.
Come by, let's be friends.
I'm Warrior Philip Hearn. Raising my family here in Mississippi, I've tried to teach my kids to help others. I learned that from my parents. And as a Mississippi lawyer, I want to help you too. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. You call, I'll answer. Let's get started. Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm today.
Bye, babe.
Let's get to work.
Advanced technology to accelerate business growth. There's more to see.
Start my weekend.
C-Spire, customer inspired.
Hello, friends. If you've listened to this show for any length of time, you know I'm pretty simple when it comes to clothes. Whether I'm headed to the stadium in Oxford, running around New Albany, or just trying to get through another long day, I don't need a closet full of stuff. I just want clothes that fit, hold up, and don't make me think twice. That's why I've become a fan of Quince. My Quince organic cotton t-shirt has become one of those things I reach for all the time. It's comfortable, it fits the way I like, and after plenty of washes, it still looks new. Honestly, that's what surprised me the most about Quince. You expect that kind of quality from designer brands, but Quince delivers it without the designer price tag. Whether it's premium denim, tailored chinos starting at just $60, or even bedding, cookware, and travel gear, Quince has become one of my go-to brands because I know what I'm getting every time. Quince works directly with ethical factories and cuts out the middlemen, so you're getting premium materials for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Upgrade your everyday. Download the Quince app for app-exclusive offers or go to quince.com/TOC. Get free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada and the UK too. That's Quince, Quince.com/TOC. Anybody who's ever tried to book a hotel room in Oxford, Mississippi for an SEC weekend knows how quickly travel costs can add up. And honestly, the same thing applies for family vacations, beach trips, music festivals, or even getting away for a few days. That's why Outdoorsy is such a cool option. Outdoorsy is the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the country. And they make it incredibly easy to rent an RV or camper without actually owning one. There are thousands of options nationwide, many of them right in your own neighborhood, and you've got choices. You can drive it yourself, tow it, or my favorite option, have it delivered and fully set up at your destination. Plus, there's built-in peace of mind with comprehensive insurance, 24/7 customer support, and roadside assistance included. And especially for families or larger groups, it can often be more affordable than booking multiple hotel rooms. Whether you're planning the ultimate Ole Miss tailgate, a family vacation, or just looking to turn the drive into part of the adventure, Outdoorsy is worth checking out. Talk of Champions listeners can get all service fees removed from their booking in 2026 with code TOC at Outdoorsy.com. That's Outdoorsy, OUTDOORSY.com. And use my promo code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to remove service fees. That's Outdoorsy, a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions. Our thanks to C Spire. Our thanks to Alan Samuels, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford, Mason and Brian and Alan Samuels, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford. You won't find any better Ole Miss people. And they actually took care of me and my family in need of a new car within the last month. We got us a Jeep Wagoneer and Emily absolutely loves it. So go visit them. It's Alan Samuels, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford, located just down University Avenue. Online at alansamuelsoxford.com, 662-234-8000. Our thanks, of course, to Shed Hunger of Modern Woodmen of America, who can help you plan for life using a variety of tools, including life insurance, annuities, mutual funds, and variable annuities. Call him at 662-442-4723. That's 662-442-4723. As I said, Zach, I'm going to basketball practice today. Been getting a new F-150 next. I very seriously doubt it. The 04 BRT, the big red truck, is sitting out there, and as long as it's pumping, I'll be driving it. It's the BRT. So we'll see. Ace of Spades was talking about Hold on 1 second, Zach, as my wife brings me some headache medicine. Thank you, love. Basketball. What do you want me to talk to Chris Beard and company about at basketball today? You go ahead and give me something, Zach, because I take headache medicine.
I told you. I need to know Creed, Nickelback, or Three Doors Down.
Why are you the way you are? Why do you do this?
It's a valid question. I mean, I would probably ask about just kind of the emergence of Comerdine late and kind of what, you know, he's not going to give you like scheme or, you know,
obviously
X's and O's stuff, but just like, you know, what kind of, what does he expect from him in year two in college? Like what's the expectation, you know, where does he, you know, expect him to be this time next year? Because I do think like when he,
I like that this time, where do you think Elias will be this time next year?
Yeah. I mean, I think when he was kind of at one point kind of forced to play the one, I kind of took him out of his comfort zone. And cause I thought early in the year, man, the first like couple games when he was an off the ball guy, and I know the competition was not great, but you know, he looked the part of, hey, this is what everybody was billing him as, is this international guy that can, you know, he can be backcourt, he can be frontcourt, he can do it all. I thought when AJ Store kind of took over as the one and they let him handle the ball and Comerdine was off, I mean, the SEC tournament for sure, he looked like I think everybody thought he was going to look. And then, you know, maybe, I don't know. Those like big picture questions are big for Beard. He likes those, like those really like questions are going to make him think.
Well, the biggest one right now, I think for him, and like, this is where I'm fascinated, is this recent ruling that came down in May, and how it might pertain to two players Ole Miss is supposed to be adding within the next month, potentially. You see the headline from Yahoo Sports if you're watching on YouTube. If you're not, wherever you get your podcast, be it Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you're listening to us, please leave a 5-star review. Let us know what you think. You can say whatever you want, but make sure it's 5 stars, even if it's criticism, because that helps us make the show better. How you can really help us the most is by scanning that QR code on the screen here. Half off an annual subscription at the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, affiliative on three for new members. If all you got to do is scan the QR code, join us up, half off an annual sub for new members. We do this all day, every day at the Ole Miss Spirit. We talk about Ole Miss sports. So like while Ole Miss sports is out of season and you might be having withdrawals, get your fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, and affiliative on three, because we don't stop. We keep going. And this headline from Yahoo Sports says, a shocking NCAA move at the worst possible time. Fans slam new eligibility rules that could affect international players. Let's just read the first paragraph together, and then we're going to get to what I want to talk about. The NCAA has recently released new guidelines, and this was again in May, that pertain specifically to international players who have already turned professional in their sports, especially basketball. Athletes who have previously held professional titles or have been part of major international events in a professional capacity could face severe restrictions on competing in the NCAA. The move has sparked debates as major top schools have already recruited professional players, adding further uncertainty to the upcoming NCAA season. And if you didn't know about it, you could check it out, and you would have read about it a couple days ago on the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, and affiliative on three, a peek into a premium subscription story on two players Ole Miss expects to add within the next potential month. Ben Henshaw, both Australian professional players. Ben Henshaw played for Perth. He's 21, a 6'5 combo guard. The other is a former NBA draft pick, and Mojave King, who was asked about on Twitter in response to this podcast, does this international ruling in any way affect these guys, or do you expect Ole Miss to add them both without much restriction? Where are you on this, Zach? Kind of what is the layman's understanding? Help us understand whether or not Ole Miss is fine here, or is this something they're going to have to keep an eye on? And Zach's completely frozen.
That it would be something that would affect. Am I good now?
You're good now.
No, it looks like, okay. I don't think it would be something that would affect this class or this recruiting cycle. I don't know. I also would would like to see kind of the fine print on that, because guys that are professionals that never played in college, I think that that's perfectly fine in my opinion. Like if you go somewhere to play in college, you either don't play or you play 1 year and then you go pro and you play pro for a couple of years and then you're not finding your way on a, you know, in an organization, or you're just kind of withering away in the G League or whatever, and then you want to go back to college. I don't think that's ridiculous. I don't think you should allow that. Which is what happened this year with Charles Bediako at Alabama. But yeah, I mean, both Ben Henschel and Mojave King have played professionally outside of the United States. So I don't have an issue with that. As far as my understanding goes with it, I think it seems to be pretty cut and dry with, as long as you did not sign a contract with an NBA organization, then you're fine. Because Mojave King was drafted and then played, in one of the, G League or whatever those are, development leagues.
And yeah, he played in the G League, and that's where I was like, he's the one I'm really curious about. I think Ben Henschel is fine. But yeah, that's one thing I want to ask Beard, because, again, I'm going to practice today. Beard's let me just come in there and watch the team and talk to him and see how things are going. Look forward to seeing Bud Clark, who I've heard nothing but good things about. They added a lot, seeing how it's coming together, what the summer's looking like. But big questions that maybe y'all want me to ask Chris Beard today. I've asked for it on the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Fleet of On 3. Got some great responses. Scan this QR code. Join us today for half off an annual sub. But even more than that, I would love to, if y'all got them here in the chat, to just go straight to Beard and be like, yo, at the Jeep Adventure asked, like, what is up with so-and-so? Because I think Ben Henschel, even with potential restrictions, I think he's fine. Mojave King, because he got drafted, his draft rights were traded to the Indiana Pacers, and he played in the G League. Maybe that would be the one I have legitimate questions about.
Yeah, and if I remember, he only played a couple months, and then he just went pro over in Australia. So
yeah.
I have no issue with that.
Because they're about to be Ole Miss Rebels.
No. Yeah, like I'm fine with guys that are coming back and – whatever, because a lot of
I'm fine with Will Wade doing what he's doing. It's the most, like, people are really critical. Like, who cares? Like, what are the rules? Stretch them.
I mean, that's basically what LSU's doing. Is like, well, we're just gonna do it until
you tell us what are the rules. It's almost like what Lane tried to do with Ole Miss in football, and he'll maybe try to do it, stretch the parameters. Like, Will Wade just went and did it. He said, okay, y'all have no rules. I'm just gonna go put together. Like, his only concern is winning at LSU immediately. It is year to year. Chris Beard, yeah, Same deal. Like, last year was 15-20. Of course he's going to take a chance on Ben Henschel and Mojave King and getting them eligible. And even if you try to say they aren't eligible, he'll just say they are, right? Like, until there's – and maybe that there is a solution that is handed out. Like, Congress is moving on the Save College Sports Act. All right? It looks like some variation of it will be passed. Now, Dakota King asks, and I was asked about this on the Chuck Oliver show in Atlanta yesterday, does the eligibility of Trinidad Chambliss come into question after the Senate passes the Protect College Sports Act? Not at all. Because his argument has always been he wants to be able to play his fifth year of 5 years. And in the Protect College Sports Act.
Five to play four.
He wants to be able to play his full 4 years in 5 years. The Protect College Sports Act, that is what they're instituting as, like, the overall precedent. That's what it'll be. Like, there will be no exception. You have five to play four. So he would meet the criteria. That's why it was silly to hear Nick Saban go in front of Congress and cite his case when this act itself would be, like, would solidify his argument and make it even more foolproof for him to be able to play. Right now, if you wanted to cite Brendan Sorsby or a 30-year-old looking for an eighth year, that's fine. Trinidad's trying to play his fourth and five. That's it. And so this actually helps secure that even more. And that's why I would have loved to be like, Nick, no, like, you've got to be the savior. You got to be the commissioner of the utopian football league that is college football that returns it to all of its beautiful spiritual glory. But no, you're just an old man, a grumpy old man who gets to just go hang out on sets and get makeup on every Saturday. For the rest of the week, you're playing golf and hanging out with your wife. He's probably cooking you delicious meals.
No, I'm to the point now where I don't really pay attention to anything Nick Saban says, because it seems like it's coming from a script. And
yeah, it's nonsense.
A lot of it, he's just contradicting himself and what he did for years.
Yeah. Stephen Willis was saying that they removed the part of it that said that they could retroactively address the people who had successfully received an injunction. Even still, the NCAA could continue to pursue the Trinidad Chambliss case, because it's case by case. But because the Mississippi Supreme Court said, we're not taking this up and we're not expediting the process, if it reverts back to just the adjudication process, Trinidad Chambliss will already have played his final year at Ole Miss. He will be off to the NFL. And then if they want to retroactively say, well, he was ineligible, you could maybe cost Ole Miss some, like, vacated wins. Let me ask you, do you remember the vacated wins that were handed down from the NCAA for Hugh Freeze? No, because it doesn't matter. But even then, it's not going to get that far. But, like, that – and that is – that's the – if it reverts back to just what it is, Ole Miss won in state court, not off of some nefarious nonsense like with Brendan Sorsby, based on what the facts of the case were and the rules and bylaws of which the NCAA can't even establish for themselves. Because in a court of law, and I've heard this from lawyers, I've heard this from coaches, players, everybody involved, when you put up the NCAA's selective enforcement bylaws, its rules, all of that stuff, which is don't really exist anymore, but you hold them up in a court of law, they hold no water. They carry nothing. They are impossible. Like, they can't win, because in a fair adjudicated system where everyone's following the same rules, well, the NCAA doesn't follow its own rules, and all you have to do is cite it. So, no, it doesn't mean anything. I mean, couldn't they vacate Indiana's whole season, multi-fifth-year players on that team? Sure, and that's why they won't do that. Because even if they did, then you're back in the courts. That's why if Congress actually passes something, which I'd be shocked, but if Tommy Tuberville was ever sent to Congress to do one freaking thing, it would be to try to help sports not lose itself, all right? I don't think it's going to be productive, but let's just assume the best case scenario here. Let's all be glass half full people instead of glass half empty, the cynics, me. Let's say that they pass this and it works. It works. I think everybody will go, all right, well, this is the starting point. Everything that came before it, them's the breaks. Because that's the easiest path. That's the path of least resistance. And that's the path to continued employment and clinging to the little bit of power they think they still have from all of those people sitting in those back rooms in Indianapolis. Does that make sense? Like, I'm not – like, Trinidad is not – Trinidad is Ole Miss's quarterback in 2026.
Yeah.
Point blank, period. He is Ole Miss's quarterback in 2026. All right, at Tampa 601, we got to get some baseball stuff. Again, going to see Ole Miss basketball practice at 2. If y'all got anything y'all want me to ask Beard, let me know. I'll give my observations and all that kind of stuff and whatever I can pick up. They got 2 assistant spots still left to fill. At the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, affiliate of on 3. That's the QR code on my screen. Scan it. Half off an annual subscription for new members. All right. At Tampa 601, would getting DGG, the 5-star running back, Antonio Berry, Caden Moss, Mitchell Turner, Alvin Mosley, make this better or good as the 2013 or 16 class? Sorry for going back to football. No, thank you. I love these kind of questions. These are my favorite kind. Like, someone in the chat the other day asked about, you got one scholarship to give, but in all of William Eccles, Walter Nolan, and Robert Kimdichie want to go to Ole Miss, who are you giving it to? First of all, the walk-on compensation for the other two would be insane. But I said William Eccles. Walter Nolan, a lot of you said, Ben, it's Walter Nolan. It's not close. And I don't disagree. Because Walter Nolan, man, what a dominant junior year. Honestly, in terms of sheer talent and slam dunk NFL players, Walter Nolan is second only to Laramie Tunsil to ever step through the gates of Ole Miss football. I will agree with that. But William Eccles, I don't know. We'll get into the William Eccles profile even more, because William Eccles is today what Walter Nolan was as a junior. I'm just saying. So will he take another step, which means he becomes – Hell, Aaron Donald? I don't know. Like, I don't know. William Echols is a first rounder just like Walter was. So it's a lot closer than you think. But we love these. Don't ever apologize for these. So, Zach, I give it to you. What do you think? Would it be as good as surpass if they get all of those players, DGG, Antonio Berry, Caden Moss, Mitchell Turner, Alvin Mosley, and that's not even factoring others they might get, including Tay Walden?
Would it I think you're closer to the 16 class versus the 13 because the 13 had – 4 or 5 stars. Kimdichie, Tunsil, Treadwell, Tony Connor. 16 had what, 2? Greg Little and Shea Patterson, and then you had a litany of 4 stars. Somehow AJ Brown and DK Metcalf weren't 5 stars, but yeah, I mean, just sheer star power and just top heavy. I'd say you're closer to 16. Now maybe you could really have some synergy there with 16 if Keegan Croucher goes off as a senior and gets a 5th star, and then Cade Moss or Antonio Berry get a 5th star, and then you've got a, you know, quarterback tackle combo as 5-star players. But yeah, the 13 class, I don't know if that one will ever be replicated just because recruiting's so different now anyways, but that one was pretty special.
Yeah, I agree. Like, for me, I'll always have a soft spot for 2013. It's also when I quit dipping, so I thank God for that class. Like, dude, I dipped for, I think it was 36 straight hours. Can't tell you how many cans. And, like, I get to the end of signing day, and there's a basketball game, an Ole Miss basketball game, because, like, at the Tad Pad, or not Tad Pad, I can't remember. Maybe, yeah, it was Tad Pad. And we were all exhausted. I'd been up for hours on end, but my jaw, I was like, my gosh, dude, I feel like my jaw is gonna fall off. I said, you know what, I'm just gonna take the time off. Then it becomes a challenge. The second day it was like, oh, I got this. Third day I was crawling up the walls, Zach. I was absolutely crawling up the walls, but I was bound and determined. And then I went back to cigarettes, and now we're just praising God that we're off of pretty much everything that we could possibly be attached to. But I agree with you, I will always have a soft spot for 2013. We haven't gotten to one baseball, and also the title of this podcast to start. So I need you to give me the fast Zach version, the Zach attack, the fast Zach version, 5 commitments Ole Miss could flip, and the 5 that are most at risk before we get through 5 minutes of baseball to wrap this thing up. And I go to Ole Miss basketball practice. So I'll leave it to you. The Zach attack, super fast version of 5 commits Ole Miss could flip, 5 most at risk.
All right. 5 that you could flip. I'd say Ty Keyes is 1. If you don't get DGG, I think you could circle back and make a run at Ty Keyes. He said that his recruitment shut down, but it's never really shut down until you sign. Which even then, it doesn't matter also, because it's happened to Ole Miss several times. But yeah, I would say Ty Keyes. I would throw guys that aren't committed now, but maybe you flip them eventually. I Trey Martin, I'd throw him out there just because LSU has 3 running backs in this class right now.
All right.
So you could circle back.
3.
I think that maybe you could make a case for Tavares Harrington, but I think that's a stretch.
I think that's a fair one because Ole Miss is still recruiting him hard, and there was a time when they thought that he was about to commit to them over Michigan. That's a good one.
Cade Cooper, possibly. Committed LSU. I mean, it was pretty much all Ole Miss until it wasn't. LSU came in super late there, snagged him. You could make a case for somebody like Montre Jackson, who I think will eventually commit to Texas. Ole Miss could make a run there.
That's 4 or 5.
Yeah, I mean, Ole Miss has done a pretty nice job of – they kind of prioritize who they have a shot at, and then most of the time if they don't land a commitment, they kind of eventually move to, you know, plan B or plan 1B or whatever. They don't really linger, and, you know, they're going to, you know, allocate those resources and the time and manage it well. So I don't think you're going to – you know, there's going to be some that you're always going to recruit until signing day, until they sign. But they're not going to do it with everybody.
Five, yeah, most at risk.
Most at risk?
Dun, dun, dun.
Let's take a look here.
I'm not putting Ben Jarvis Shoemaker in there. I know what he said. I know what he said. No. That Ole Miss. No, no, no. At Brandon Tyler, as you put this together, at Brandon Tyler 7410, is Ole Miss in the top half of the SEC in basketball budget? No. At Tampa 601, should Ole Miss bring back Hugh like LSU did at O? That would be
no.
Something.
No.
I think Freeze would eat it up. At Ace of Spades, I remember sitting in ninth grade geometry, play golf, on that 2013 signing day, finding out we got Tunsil. Never forget. Man, we're getting old, buddy. If you were in ninth grade. My gosh, and I was worried about my jaw falling off from dipping too much. Do as I say, not as I do. Don't dip. I promise it'll kill you. All right, so real quick, five to go because I want to touch on baseball. Go. Five most at risk.
The only at risk ones I can really think of is Mason Moore.
All right,
he got an LSU offer. He's from Baton Rouge, maybe. He's tight with Easton Royal, so if Easton Royal flips and goes to LSU, maybe he flips and follows him. That's kind of it, man. I mean, I think, like, maybe Jeremiah Culpepper, you know, maybe if Georgia late makes a run, but I don't know. He seems pretty locked in, and I can't really find you four more.
All right, well, I'll give you three. I mean, we'll say Ben Jarvis Shoemaker only to say what he said about Ohio State and then come back around and go, I'm not worried about him.
Yeah, I mean, none of these really strike me as lingering. I mean, I think a lot of them are pretty much in the boat and are happy with the commitment and aren't really taking any more visits. I mean, yeah, I can't think of any.
It's fine with me because now we got to talk
maybe,
to baseball.
Maybe like Charles Huff blows away Jamarcus Pittman and tries to get him to stay home, but I don't think so.
No way. No chance. All right, so Ole Miss baseball so far in the portal has added LSU right-handed pitcher Maverick Rizzi, Louisiana Tech infielder first baseman Trey Halsey, USC upstate right-handed pitcher Brent Stooks, Jacksonville State left-handed pitcher Eli Pillsbury, and Georgia Tech right-handed pitcher Charlie Wilcox. Give me your grade so far for Ole Miss baseball in the portal.
I mean, I'd say it's like a C+, B-. Man, it's not like super impressive, but it's not terrible.
I think they're going to get TCU catcher Brady Dalamore.
Yeah.
They're not getting the Air Force infielder Wyatt.
He already committed.
Yeah, he committed. Yeah, well, either way, even when he was, quote, Ole Miss was in on him, I heard they weren't getting him.
Yeah, he was tied to Tennessee pretty quick. No, I mean, I'm not bashing it. I mean, I think the Halsey kid can swing it. You got a lot of upside with Rizzi and with Charlie Wilcox, both like minimal time on the mound, but a lot of juice. Like the Wilcox kid, the ERA is super high. I think it's a 9, but I mean, he was a top 100 player out of high school. He comes from a really good program at South Walton. And I mean, the guy's throwing, I think the other day, somebody at the Cape said he was touching 98. The thing that jumps out to me for Joel Mangrum and for them is probably why they wanted him so bad was the RPM on the off speed stuff. I mean, 2,500 plus is really impressive. You can do a lot with that. So, you know, make sure he can throw that fastball for a strike. But if you're spinning a curveball or a slurve, up there at 2,500 plus, that's really impressive stuff. I mean, that's major league level juice right there. And then Pillsbury is a lefty, good strikeout to walk ratio. I think he only walked like 20. I think he had 29 walks and 77 and a third. Opponents hit 237 against him. He had 6 wins and he struck out 89. So, kind of a workman, 6'2", 200 lefty that can come in, you know, almost built like a Christian Trent. So low 90s fastball, secondary stuff is pretty solid. He's got multiple pitches he can throw to keep you off balance. So it's kind of one of those things with Mangrum and kind of the proof of concept with what he did this year with the pitching staff. I think if you're an Ole Miss fan, you kind of have to trust. Doesn't mean that they're all going to be awesome. They're not all going to be Rabe and be the best pitcher in baseball for like 4 weeks. But yeah, I mean, I think right now, I think you got to find some more. You got to find some more bats. You got to find some dudes that can hit for average, get on base a lot. I am interested to see if there's any kind of, a strategic shift where, I mean, this year obviously was a lot of long balls. And a lot of strikeouts. Are you gonna look for more Dom Deckers versus more Tristan Bassettas, or are you gonna try to find a mix, or are you gonna stick with it? So, yeah, it's early. It's only what five commits now. So, I'm not saying it's gonna be a bad class. I'm not saying it's gonna be a great class, but right now I think it's pretty solid. But, nothing. There's not really any one guy that jumps out to me as a surefire SEC difference maker.
Halsey.
Doesn't mean they can't be, but
I think Halsey's that for me, but you're right. There's still a lot of work to do. I think Maverick Rizzi has a true upside, but he's got serious control issues. But the spin rate's nuts and he's got high velo, man. And the tunnel in which he's throwing from, bro, is, I mean, 6'9" frame.
Big dude.
Big
some,
dude.
Some hot and Buchanan vibes.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. There is some projectability with it, but there's still plenty of work left to do. Specifically adding I don't know if it's got to be a Tristan Bassetta. I would say so. Tristan Bassetta level corner outfielder. And it wouldn't hurt to add another big bat at the other corner or at third base if ideally not at all three spots.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you want to make it where – Brett Mosley and whoever else, Cannon Golden, that they have to earn it, right?
Yeah.
But also, there's the Daniel Pacella example. Some guys, I mean, that dude was a 20 home run, like Ole Miss returned last year or brought back, the only team in baseball. 3 20-plus home run sluggers. And only one of those three got to 20 again. And that was Judd Utomark, who became Ole Miss's all-time home run king. And yeah, that's a 3 true outcome hitter.
And was Bassetta at 19?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he finished this year with 22.
Okay. He was over.
Bassetta led Ole Miss in home runs. He had 23. Judd had 22. What I'm saying is the three players they returned. So like it's not all about the resume.
Oh, you're saying the returning guys didn't
go. Yeah, there you go.
So yeah, now Pacella had the most home runs in like Illinois State history. I mean, he was a guy that would just hit tanks, and just didn't work.
Didn't work. Real quick, we'll end it with this. At May, because I got to go to basketball, at my Georges. Sorry, Joe, I'm late here, but what is next for DGG? I listened the other day, and it sounds positive. I want to know what happens next, and are there new odds for y'all today to land him? We started with DGG. We end it with DGG. The Zach Attack 30-second answer to majors is the what?
Yeah, everybody's chasing Ohio State. I think Ole Miss made as good a run as they can. I think the staff feels good about how the visit went. I think the family enjoyed it. I think Ole Miss has something that the others don't, Jakob Mills-Knight and Keegan Croucher. And it's going to be difficult. It's not going to be easy. So I think Ole Miss is chasing Ohio State still. And we'll see how things shake out July 22nd. But I'd still lean – if you're going Ole Miss or the field, I'd still lean the field. But it's closer to the experts thing.
He's Zach Berry at Zach_Berry. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben. We're both at the Ole Miss Spirit all the time. OMSpirit.com and Philly Devon 3. Scan this QR code. Join us today. Half off an annual subscription. It's the Ole Miss Spirit. OMSpirit.com and Philly Devon 3. I'll be back with Brad Logan tomorrow at 1. We'll see you all then. Bye, Zach. Take care, buddy. And thanks to all of our sponsors, including Alan Samuels, Crusty Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford, Riverland Roofing, on and on. And thank you to all in the chat, man. Y'all have been so awesome today engaging with us. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye, Zach.
See you, bud.
DGG.